Nutrition for patient Tammy Brown, TAMARABROWN. Date of birth is 12/5/67. Date of service is 8/25/2023. Patient is there follow evaluation. She was last seen on 3/28/2023. She could not come because she had not been able to get her MRI. Finally, they were authorized by the insurance company, and here she is. She reports that her pain in the neck and the lower back continues unabated, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, sometimes 10. The pain is also affecting both the tailbone and even the left hip. She has brought her MRIs with you. ADLs are affected, 9. These are the major issues that she has. She reports no relief at all since she has no pain medication or nothing. Please review the chart for ADLs, for additional history for substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 160/100. Rest pulse is 82 and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from the previous visits of 3/28/2023, 0411-061. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is like this. The MRIs that patient has brought are reviewed, which show symmetric disc bulge at C3, 4, C5, 6, C6, 7, and C7T1. In addition, there is a facet arthropathy of C3, 4, C5, 6, C6, 7, C7T1. There is an anterior listasis of 1 mm on C5 on 6. The osteoid end plate formation is extreme at C5, 6, causing further damage to the nerves. Patient has been informed about this finding. Also, there is a thyroid nodules, 2 of them, 1.6 and 7 millimeter, for which thyroid ultrasound is recommended. And patient is referred to her own doctor to carry out that. Patient has been advised that she may benefit from physical therapy, home exercises, heat, infrared, wet heat, water heat, or even laser heat. Patient has been advised to consider going to the gym, neck stretching, yoga exercises, breathing exercises, cut down the smoking, and improve her weight, do some isometric, isotonic exercises. The physical therapy, I'm told that the insurance company is not going to approve as she is not qualified for physical therapy and chiropractic, which is what is needed. Anyway, I'm giving the patient a few months to get better in this area. In addition, the lumbar spine MRI shows no disc herniation or bulging, but facet arthropathy at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5 and L5-S1. So the patient has been again advised to continue all the conservative treatment, soaking in warm water, water aerobics, yoga, meditation, etc. And when she's not getting better, then she'll be provided injection to the areas affecting her life. For now, she's going to continue on naproxen 500 twice a day, Elavil 550 at night, Flexeril 10 at night, Lidocaine gel 5%. The Tramadol 50 mg every 12 hour PRN, 60 tablets are provided for her pain relief. Physical therapy also was given for laser treatment also. Thank you.